Hi, everybody. I'm Susanna Mars, and this is Adventures in Artslandia. I'm sitting here with John Klein, a recent transplant from Alabama. He is an architect at Sarah Architects and also is a visual artist. And he reached out to me about an upcoming event he's got at the 12 by 16 gallery coming up here on August 4th. And I was especially interested because he's another person recently who I've crossed up with who has a career and also is an artist. And I think your two careers, the world of your art and your work, are complementary for certain.
They are. And thank you for having me. Yeah. I've been practicing architecture now for about 15, 16 years. Mm-hmm. As you said, a transplant from Alabama. I was born and raised there. Had a couple of stints at different colleges. And I've recently moved my family here to Portland about a year and a half ago. So it's been an immersive sort of experience for me to share the work, to become acclimated to a new city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm curious, have you always balanced your architecture work with that the visual art? I know that this is your first showing coming up on the 4th, but...
Correct.
I mean, your architecture certainly pours into the art and vice versa.
It does. And my work, my artwork specifically feeds off of my profession, feeds off of my experiences, my education as an architect in training, and I find that the work that I do in the office and the work that I do at home at night to be complementary to feed off of one another so that one informs the other.
So, what inspired you to go into the art world more?
So, I would say since I graduated from architecture school back in 2001, I've always drawn, always throughout my entire life, and I have not drawn recently. And I actually had a really bad bike wreck this past fall.
Here in Portland,
and was bedridden for about 2.5 weeks. Mm. And during that 2.5 weeks, where I couldn't do anything, I sort of drove myself crazy. Because I couldn't sort of use my hands. I couldn't really move for that matter. So I kind of came up with this idea to start drawing again in a way that I could start to express myself. And I guess pull out a lot of these ideas and visual imagery that I've been collecting in my brain for the last 15, 18 years.
When you were in Alabama, were you living somewhere rural? What was
North
inspiring
Alabama,
you?
In a town called Huntsville.
What was inspiring you artistically in Alabama, and is it different from Portland?
It's very different from Portland. I should say that while I was born and raised in Alabama, I've actually been lived in quite a few cities. After graduating from undergrad, I went to Chicago, spent 5 years in Chicago, then ended up in Michigan, where I did 2 years at a small school, graduate school called Cranbrook. Mm-hmm. And after Cranbrook, I moved to Philadelphia. Mm. Was in Philadelphia for about a year and a half, 2 years. Mm-hmm. And then returned to Alabama in 2010, after sort of the recession. I was unfortunately a recession casualty. Moved my family down to Alabama.
Maybe a blessing in disguise.
Yes.
In hindsight.
Just to regroup and to kind of get our feet underneath us and figure out what we wanted to do next. Mm-hmm. And the years started sort of building on top of each other, and we weren't trying to make plans to get out of there and kind of do the things that we wanted to do professionally. And so I just decided one day to start applying to jobs, both here and in Chicago. And obviously, this is where I've ended up.
Hmm. What drew you to Portland in the first place? You hadn't been here before, right?
Actually, I moved here sight unseen.
Oh, wow.
So I've always had I guess for the last 10 or 15 years, a curiosity about Portland. I've always been interested in urban environments, living in urban environments. And Portland has a reputation for being very progressive, the way the city is developed. And so I've always had this curiosity about the city, about the neighborhoods.
Has it lived up to your expectations?
Very much so. I find myself sort of wandering around the city, either walking, driving, riding my bike, and discovering some really wonderful places in the city.
So you're not afraid to ride your bike anymore, even though you had a horrible accident, it sounds like.
I'm slowly working back into that. I've stopped after my accident. I was riding before my accident, I was riding my bike to and from work, which is about 4.5 to 5.5 miles daily. I've not ridden to work since the accident, but I have ridden my bike. My daughter and I have been on a few bike rides since then. So I'm slowly building up to it.
Yeah, that would be hard, I think.
Yes. It's a little scary for me. So, and this was actually not my first accident. I've actually had a couple of other accidents previously here. So I'm very accident prone.
So you got back to your artwork from being bedridden.
Correct.
And then you started to do more and more, and tell us
I how did.
It grew.
So it really started out slowly, and it's kind of taken a life of its own. Basically, my day-to-day life is I wake up, eat with the kids, go and work from 9, 5, 6, 7 in the afternoon or in the evening, and then go home, eat with the family, hang out with the kids, put them to bed, and then I start working on my sort of second career, if you will. And it slowly, over time, developed into this habit, into this ritual where I sort of need this release and this outlet of drawing on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the materials you're using. In addition to the drawing, I see lots of color, very geometric, and it looks online as though it's layered in some way. What's the medium you're using?
So the process right now for me is I do a lot of drawing, hardline drawing with pen and ink, with rapidograph pens, with micron pens. I have kind of a whole collection
You're
of pens.
You're a pen person.
A pen and pencil person, actually. So I do a lot of pen and ink. I do some watercolor paintings. And then I do a combination of those where I'll do some pen and ink, and then I'll do watercolor on top of that. So there is this layering of information, of thoughts, and of these ideas that I'm trying to sort of represent in these drawings.
What are the ideas? I mean, when you're before the canvas and the ink and paint, how do you put yourself into the mode where you can start to work?
So I have, first of all, my studio is in a basement. So I have this kind of corner that I've created where I have a drawing table, and then I have another side table where all of my materials reside. And so everything that I need is kind of right there and within reach. And I basically will tape up a piece of drawing, and I'll sit there and think about what it is that I'm trying to visualize in my head, and then I'll just start drawing.
Is it story-based? Just because I'm an actor, I think in a lot in terms of story and subtext.
It's not so much story where it's there's a beginning and an ending, but it's definitely linear. Mm. And so I like to start, let's say, on one side of the drawing and move across to the other side of the drawing.
Mm. Left to right.
Left to right or right to left or corner to corner. It just depends on the images that I have in my head and how I'm trying to unsurface those so that I can have some visual representation of those of those ideas.
Do you find with your architecture background that they turn into buildings, or how are they? How do they relate to the things you create at Sarah?
I think they relate in terms of process for sure. I think the hardline drawings that I create at home, and then the technical drawings that I create in the office place, I think there's definitely a relationship there between the two, in terms of precision, in terms of rigor. My work at home is a lot about craft. Creating computer drawings of work is not necessarily about craft, but it is about conveying information. And you want to be very specific about how you convey information, because I'm creating a document that somebody's going to build a building from. And so I have to be precise, and I have to be diligent about that information.
So when you're working in your basement, it allows you, to my mind, it seems, some freedom.
Absolutely.
To release yourself from those constraints.
Absolutely. And I don't look at it necessarily as one side and then the other. I like to think about them in terms of how they relate to each other. I don't want to have my artwork be completely separated from my profession, professional life, because the overlaps there are too, I think they're too important to me and too important to how I create my work in the office and at home.
I'm curious, how do you feel artistic process comes into your life emotionally with your family or in the world? Do you think there's a crossover?
I think there is a crossover, and the biggest thing for me is just balancing everything and trying to give equal parts to each of those components of my life. But the process for that is to be diligent about the time that I'm given for each of these components, and to I guess give everything that I can. And emotionally it's ups and downs, and there's successes and there's bottom outs, and I just sort of try to roll with it and try to take each lesson learned and put that under my belt and move forward.
It's interesting because I have a lot of friends who are young parents, and it seems that you are. How old are your kids?
I have a 9-year-old daughter, Rowan, and I have a 5-year-old son, Beau.
Right, so you're just in the midst of really thickly involved with, they have a lot of needs.
Exactly,
right.
Exactly.
And my kids now are 23 and 17, so I'm kind of on the backside of them being high maintenance.
Right.
And, you know, I'm just learning through all these years of parenting, you know, that weird balance. I used to think of it in terms of, okay, this is one job. Because I'm similar, I have several things that I do. And now I'm realizing more and more as I get older that there's a fluidity to it. And yet, you know, us human beings, I know I like structure. It helps me feel tethered.
Absolutely.
And by the same token, there is that fluidity. For instance, you know, do your kids go down to the basement with you? Do they see what you're doing? How do you share this kind of other life with them? Or do you? You don't have to.
No, I absolutely do. And I want them to be a part of my office life and my art life at night. And so it's kind of funny. I will bring them over to my drawing board. Our TV's also down there. So the kids are down there watching Netflix or YouTube or something, and I'm over there drawing, and I'll get to a point and I'll call one of them over or bring them in and ask them their opinions, or what do you think of this? And depending on their mood, or they have these really insightful, I think brilliant things to say about the drawings that I create that I may or may not have come up with.
They don't have a lot of the crap in their head that we have.
No, and their filters are Well, exactly. So, but it's been a lot of fun, I think, having them a part of the process, because it, I think it tempers a lot of the seriousness maybe that I might, let's say, display about the work. I think they offer a little bit of a temper to that.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the work you're going to be showing on August 4th, and then it will be showing throughout the month of August.
Correct.
At 12 by 16 Gallery.
So there's an opening reception on August 4th from 6 to 9, and that'll be kind of the introduction to the work that Carl, the other artist that'll be displaying with me, and I will have at 12 by 16. So I'm going to basically put up let's say a record of work that I've been working on this past 10 months, and try and take a cross-section of the pieces that I've produced.
And are these pieces for sale?
They are for sale.
Great.
They're very much for sale.
In other words, please buy them.
But this has been a really fascinating process for me. This will be my first show with another artist, and I'm going to basically put myself out there for the public to come and see the work. And so I'm really, really excited about that.
Will you have any type of way that people who come see can give feedback? Or I'm assuming, I guess direct feedback is, oh, 7 sold, or, you know.
Right. I'm looking more or less in terms of what the reaction is going to be, I think, to the work. Critically, personally, I want to see what other people think. I've been sharing this with my family, with my friends, with my coworkers now for the last, almost a year. And they've been really excited. I've been really excited. So I want to kind of share that excitement.
How will you get the feedback? I mean, are you planning on, I know you'll be there for the reception, obviously,
correct,
and then just kind of interact with people live?
Very much so. And, people that I haven't had a chance to interact with about the work is, I would just want to be able to talk and see what their insight is into the pieces. I mean, for example, I asked my daughter, my son, and my wife to sit down and talk about a piece with me one time. And each of us came up with different interpretations of the drawing, which I found fascinating. So I want to have more of those conversations with people and discover other layers or other things that I may or may not have seen in the work, to give it a new trajectory, I think, for me as I move forward.
So I've never been to 12 by 16 Gallery. If someone is going to go out and check out your work, what kind of places are surrounding it that they can go have a drink or some food? Or
there is. There's a. So first of all, if you're going down 13th and you cross over Bybee, keep going south, there's a little courtyard just south of a coffee shop, and I can't remember the name of the coffee shop. But there's a courtyard on the west side of the street. And the gallery is off of that courtyard. There's a restaurant and a bar across the street.
Oh, great.
On 13th. So there's lots of, I think, things that people can do other than just hang around in the gallery.
Right, and it's in Selwood, so there are all sorts of fantastic restaurants here.
Correct.
Go for a walk and enjoy the summer
absolutely
nights, which are beautiful right now.
They are.
Well, I appreciate you so much coming to visit with me and talk on Artslandia, and I hope lots of people will come see your work, and much luck to you.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Suzanne. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.